his friends, this year should be a special schus. For he did not have Yisrael and fell shlita, he should be zochet together with all of his family, the bracha v'atzlacha, b'chol ma'ase yadav. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perakei Halacha Yud writes, mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakiyor v'mkidesh mecha v'klei hashar, so it's a kosher. So it's a mitzvah to do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the kohen from the basin, from the kiyor. And if he did it from one of the other clay shares, from one of the other sanctified vessels, service vessels, it's kosher. Ramban ala Torah differs. Ramban ala Torah writes that it's not a special mitzvah to do it from the mei kiyor. He could really do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from any kli. The raya is that on Yom Kippur he would be mekadesh yadav v'raglav mikiton shel zav, from this silver jug. So what about the mei kiyor? The answer is it's not even a mitzvah. However you do it is fine. L'chatchila, you can even do it within different kli. All you learn from the kiyor is that you need a kli. More than that, you don't need. That's the machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Yerushalmi in Yuma, Perek Dalet Alachahei, on the Mishnah there, B'choyim Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiyor V'Yom Mikiton Shel Zav, Am Reb Yona Chutz Mikidush Rishon, Am Reb Yosa V'Afilu Mikidush Rishon. This is the machlokas there, where on Yom Kippur, if he's Mekadesh all the Kiddushim, like Reb Yosa holds, from the Kiton Shel Zav, or all except for the first Kiddush, the Rambam, So, Mistimus Devei Rambam, it seems that even the Kiddush Rishon he does from the Kiton and not from the Kiyor. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between the first Kiddush and the other Kiddushim. So, it's mashma like Rabbi Yosef and the Rishalmi that even the Kiddush Rishon the Rambam does from the Kiton Shel Zav. But the problem is that L'shitas HaRambam there's a mitzvah lechatchil lekadosh min HaKiyor. So why is the Kohen Gadol of Mevata Legamre this mitzvah of being Mekadesh from the Kiyor? The Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesvav, writes, Sarfa shelo b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim psula mipnei shemaseh k'ein avodah. Sorry if the Parah Aduma, without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it's possible because it's maisim are k'ein avodah v'hechem Mekadesh yadav v'raglayim v'kli sharis b'fnim. Bifnim ve'im kiddush b'chutz mikli chol v'afilu makiddush al cheres kasher. And where is he mekadesh yadav v'raglav? With a kli shares inside the Beis HaMikdash. And if he's mekadesh b'chutz and from a kli chol, and even from this kli of a cheres, it's kasher. So we have to understand the Rambam doesn't say that lechatchila should be mekadesh from the kiyor like he writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. And adarava, the Rambam was same here. The Rambam very ambiguous. He doesn't say anything about a lechatchila digadin of kiyor. V'ader Rabba, it's mashma that he's mekadesh mi klei shares, other types of klei shares, even lechatchila. So we are going to go on the derech of Hagaon Rav Chaim Meir Steinberg Shlita, one of the very very chashuv tamidei chachamim in Bnei Brak. He has many many svarim called the Mishnas Chaim al Torah v'al Shas. Very prolific author, great Baal Mechadish. So he says as follows. First, we're going to explain how the Rambam knows that even though Kol Kli Sharis were misrabe to be Mekadesh behem, nevertheless the mitzvah lechatchila is to be Mekadesh min HaKiyor. Because it says in the Yerushalmi there that Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Yasa HaKiyor v'akein me'akvin Pasolei me'koyman me'akev Ayin Shem be Yerushalmi, that they argue with the Brisa argues with the Biosa and says that the Kiyor and the Kain are Ma'akev. And Pasalei answered, no, Ma'koyman Ma'akev. Not that the Kiyor and the Kain are Ma'akev, but that the Makom is Ma'akev, but you don't actually need the Kiyor and the Kain. You don't need the base and the basin. So the Kasha of the Yerushalmi requires understanding. What's the kasha that a kiyor v'akein ma'akvin? In other words, la'havanas ha'makshe, that the kiddush has to be done from the kiyor, not mishar klei shareis. It's a mefurish abraisin bin zvachim chafalafim the base kol akele mekachim behem at the bottom of the page. Kol akele mekachim behem ben sheish ben revius ben shein revius without shu klei sharis. And if so, how is it possible that the kiras ma'akev v'kiddush shtayim raglayim, we have a mefurish abraisa that says that all you need is a klei sharis and it doesn't have to be the kiyor. So what's the kasha of the makshe where he asks, oh, you have to use the kiyor. Ma pitom, you have to use the kiyor. You have a price that says you don't need the kiyor. So how can you say that the kiyor is ma'akev and kiddush shtayim v'raglayim? Therefore we have to say that the makshe niv also knew that he can be mekadesh even from klei sharis acherim. Like it says in the braisa, and we learn it from the pasuk yirchatsu, like Rashi there explains. But the Makshin held that that's all b'di'evit. V'lechatchila mitzvah lekadesh min ha'kiyor. That's all b'di'evit. L'chatchila, you should be mekadesh from the kiyor. That's how the Makshin was learning. And that's what he writes, akiyor barken ma'akvin. In other words, there's a specific tzivui to be mekadesh with the kiyor dafka. So if he's mekadesh mishar klei shareis, the kiddush itself is kasher. But nevertheless, he's mevatel this din of kiyor. And that's what they write ma'akvin. In other words, ma'akvin doesn't mean it's ma'akiv the Kohen's kiddush shtayim raglayim, that the kiddush shtayim raglayim is no good, but rather ma'akvin means that it's ma'akiv this specific mitzvah to be mekadesh from the kiyor. That's ma'akiv. If he does mekadesh kiyor, he loses out on the mitzvah of being mekadesh min ha'kiyor. However, like I said, mitzad hechsher kiddush shtayim raglayim, there's no nafkamin if he's mekadesh from the kiyor from another klei sharis. We have to understand what's that special mitzvah that lechatchila would require us, would mandate that we should specifically wash our hands and leg and feet, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the kohanim, min hakiyor b'dafka. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, ve'osa mikdash kelim mizbeach l'ola, etc. v'kevesh v'kiyor, kano lekadish min hakohanim yadayim v'raglayim la'avoda, makomo, etc. So he says that you'd make in the mikdash all the various kelim, including the base and the basin, for the avoda. So the Rambam included in mitzvahs binyan abayis even the mitzvah lasas kiyor kedei lekadesh mimenu. So it appears that the Rambam writes lekadesh, it's not just a reason why they did a kiyor, but rather it's included in the mitzvah of binyan habayis, that part of the mitzvah of binyan habayis is that the kohanim should be mekadesh from the bayis. Within the bayis, there should be something in the bayis. They should be mekadesh menu yadayim v'raglayim, so that they can do the avoda. And that's part of the hashlamas habayis, and so is mefurish. In the Torah, Shmos, Perek Lam, Pasuk Yitches, Pasuk Yitches, Vasisi Kiyor Nechoshes, Vachon Nechoshes, Rav Tov, Natsat Tzol, Bein Ol Meru, Bein Uzbech, Venasat Tisham Amayim, Vroch Tzorayim, Menu, Ranu, Venenu, Vasidayim, Vas Raglayim. Later on, Chav Chav Aleph, Bevo Amal Mod, Yichat Tzumayim, Vlo Yamusu, Abu Gishtam, Uzbech, etc. Vroch Tzorayim, Raglayim, Vlo Yamusu. So the Chora, it's a parashah kfula, because the Pasuk Yates is repeated in Pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph. We already had Vrachtzu Aaron and Venom Menes Yadayim Vasraglayim. And then it says Nachama, Bevolam Amayit, Yirchtzu Mayim Vloyamusu. Vrachtzu Yadayim Vasraglayim Vloyamusu. Why tell us again? He already told us he has to wash his hands. So it must be that in Pasukim Yadches and Yates, it's talking about the mitzvahs of Asiyas Kor that's included in the Binyan Habayis. And there it says that the tashlum ha-mitzvah shel ha-kiyor is included in the binyan ha-mishkan, that they should put in water and they should wash their hands and feet. Pesukim chaf and chaf aleph are talking about the mitzvah kiddush shtayim raglayim ba'avoda. And here it says, yirchatsu is a ribur, that even shar klei shareis, yirmakadish b'em la'avoda. So the first is for the hashlamas binyan, mitzvah binyan ha-bayis, because the Rambam says part of binyan ha-bayis is the kiyor and the kano in order to wash his hands. And then Viter, it's telling us that he has to that's telling us it's a din in his avoda, that he has to wash from the kiyor, and it includes yirchatsu, which includes even shar klei sharis. And that's the din on the Kohen. So it emerges according to this, that if he's mekadesh mishar kelim, yes, he's roi lavoda, but he's mevatel the inyan of kiddush was included in mitzvah binyan abayis vasiyas ha-kiyor. And that's what the Mashkin asks in the Yerushalmi from the Brisa, kiyor kakein ma'akvin, and others ma'akiv the mitzvah of binyan abayis. Because binyan abayis, part of the ashlam is binyan abayis, is that he should wash from the kiyor. That's included in the din bayis. So that's the reason of the Rambam, that the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is lekadesh min ha-kiyor from Hilchos Beis HaBechira. that we quoted before. V'olsin v'mikdash kelim, etc. V'kir v'kano l'kadosh min akwa midayim v'ragleyim. So we understand why in Hilchos Parah Adumah the Rambam didn't require l'chatchila min akiyor, as we asked earlier. Because since the whole inyan of kiddush min akiyor is only mishum tashlam mitzvah binyan abayis, so we can say that that's only in avodas that are done in the bayis. There's a mitzvah l'kadosh min akiyor, dafko b'glal mitzvah binyan abayis. But the avodas that are done b'chutz, kagon avodas Parah Adumah, v'aday she'en leze inyan, im binyan habayis, v'chol inyan akiddush. The whole inyan of kiddush, when it comes to Parah Adumah, is kidei l'achshir l'avoda. And there is no nafkamina bein akiyor, bein shara kelim. So when it comes to Parah Adumah, which is an avoda done in the bayis, there's no din in the bayis to do kiddush time for a glam in akiyor. So therefore, there the Rambam holds that even l'chatchil you can do mishara kelim. And that's what the Rambam says. Mekadesh b'klei sharis b'fnemida. But even the chatchila, you can do it from other kelim. You don't need the kiyor because it's not part of hashlamas binyan habayis. Because it's not an avoda done in the bayis. Parah Adumah is done outside the bayis. And now we can understand the machlokas of the between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Das HaRamban, there's not even a mitzvah lechatchila to be mekadesh min akiyor. Because Shitas HaRamban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah say Lamed Gimel, is that ain mitzvah sasiyas klei hamikdash b'chal mitzvah binyan habayis. Like the Rambam there writes in mitzvah say chof, that it is. The Ramban says that the klei hamikdash are not part of the mitzvah binyan habayis. Each kli is a mitzvah say la'atzmo, im adavar nasa alav. In other words, the shulchan is part of the mitzvah say of the lechem aponim that are on the shulchan. Mizbeach HaPnimi includes the Ketores. Asiyas HaMenorah is included on Lakas Neiris. Vodin. Asiyas HaKiyor. Hobachal Mitzvahs Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So since we have a ribui, that Mitzvahs HaKiddush Atzma La'Avoda, can be done Mishar Klei Shareis. So there's no need to be Mekadosh Min HaKiyor, according to the Ramban. Nothing to do with Mitzvahs Binyan Abayis. And we have a ribui to do it from other Kalim. As Ma'abaya. And therefore the Ramban says that the kiyor can be used. Any other kli can also be used, even the chatchila. There's no special mitzvah to use the kiyor. So, ad kan vareinu l'shiur hazeh. And Amir Tashem, hopefully in the next shiur, we'll take it from here and we will plow forward and continue singing Niflos Gedolos B'Toras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest beloved.